What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite, you know, anime, manga, commentary podcast on the streets. You feel what I'm saying? The Black Hockey Podcast is back with your beautiful, handsome host, Tyler Podcast. We're back in the building. Everybody's feeling great. You're feeling great. We appreciate y'all for always listening, tuning in. We thank y'all so much. Be sure to check out our Patreon episode where we talked about Monsters, the 103 Mercies, kind of Netflix special that we discussed, gave my review on that, and we talked about the new DLC pack that came out for One Piece Pirate Warriors 4. If you are a lover of the game, you definitely should, if you have not yet, get the DLC pack right now. They already have it to where you can sit here and get all 9 characters in one pack, but if you just want the Legends pack, which has Garp, Roger, and Rayleigh prime in their prime, that's the one. That's definitely the one. So check that out on Patreon right now. We give you a 7-day free trial, $3 a month, right? $3 a month. Help us to keep the lights on. You feel what I'm saying? So thank y'all so much for all the support that you guys give us. And we love y'all. You feel what I'm saying? Even on our Epic Echo community family over here on YouTube, we appreciate y'all so much too for, you know, keeping the content rolling, keeping the comments coming, and keep engaging with us. You know what I'm saying? And again, any comment or anything that you would like me to talk about, whether that be on Patreon or our, you know, our regular show on Fridays, let me know. You feel what I'm saying? We would definitely love to give it a talk. You feel me? On the platform, because you guys make the platform. So we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we thank y'all. Alright, so today we're going to, again, not going to be a long show today, but a good one, you feel what I'm saying? We're going to get into JJK, of course they're on break this week for their manga, however we did not get into the latest chapter, which was 256, so we'll get into that a little bit. We'll talk about Solo Leveling Season 2. That's coming out. We discussed it a little bit last week about how they are coming out with a season 2. Super excited for real about it. And we're going to talk about how One Piece episode 1100 became the highest rated One Piece episode after like 13 years, which is amazing. We'll review that and we'll give my synopsis on that and what to look forward to going forward for those who just watch the One Piece anime, right? All right, so let's get into JJK review really quick, the manga review. Wow, so Sukuna has basically defeated everybody, right? And, you know, now we're in this space where Gojo's trying to explain basically like the Black Flash, right? How to kind of innately use the Black Flash at your will. What we see is that Gojo's trying to explain like, yeah, even though, you know, even though he and what's my man with the sword name? I'm having a brain fart. My man with the swords, with the glasses, forgot his name. Lorham, Nanami, there we go. You know, even though he can perform the Black Flash or has the most hits, Gojo, you know, still surpasses him in how many he can actually perform as well. So, you know, it's a whole little kind of confusing little stitch on that. But basically, he's just trying to explain how the Black Flash works and if any time can you use it just, you know, without having to kind of conjure up that spiritual pressure, that cursed energy. What I say, spiritual pressure, like this is Bleach. that cursed energy, and understanding that, you know, it has to be a time lapse right there, right? So now what we're seeing is the black dude from Jujutsu Kaisen 1 is coming in to help everybody, right? because they feel like he's very dope at what he does. He has a lot of cursed energy. He knows his techniques, and he's black. You feel what I'm saying? Listen, you always call on the black people when your shit get fucked up, huh? We ain't always gonna win, cause look, listen, Sukuna is the king of curses. He can sit here and just dismantle you with no problem, right? However, you see Maki coming back into the fold. You see again the black dude coming back into the fold, trying to help. And of course, it's a no go, right? Because again, we're talking about the king of curses. I really thought Maki maybe would have definitely been more of a challenge to Sukuna on the physical part, like a taijutsu type shit, right? I thought it was going to be that, but of course, Sukuna is kind of way beyond that point. And Sukuna can use Black Flash, right? And so the black dude has his friend who can, I guess, snatch, who has his curse technique where he can, if you look at him, he has kind of this control over you with the heart, right? Like if he can control your heartstrings in that type of way, right? And so Sukuna, even though he is the king of curses, is not impenetrable to other curse techniques. And so, you know, that curse technique is used against him, works against him. And we see Yuji fighting against Sukuna now. Now, Yuji, through the last, I would say, five chapters, has been evolving, right? We've seen him when he kind of came with his boy with the spiritual sword. Like, we see him, you know, come out with new arms and everything. And we like, yo, what's up with Yuji? But Yuji is evolving. What we know about Yuji is he's not just any type of human. He was something created by that man, the damn brain and shit like that, right? And so when we think about that, Yuji has probably a lot more curse techniques than he even realized, right? And so when we know that he can use kind of that blood art, right, blood technique, he's now using that blood technique. He's using, what was it, shit, I had it in my, I'm having brain farts today, but he uses that blood technique to literally sit here, hit Sukuna in the face, and Sukuna's like, yo, what the hell? So Sukuna hits dismantle and cleave on him, you know what I'm saying? And again, it's to the point where you see it and he's getting hit with these slashes, but he's coming back so much quicker. His reverse curse technique is getting better, right? Like it's instant now, and I'm like, yo, this man is like, it's really like Naruto in like a new form, in like, you know what I'm saying, like curse technique type way, right? Like Naruto never stood down; he always got back up and got stronger. This is definitely that. Yuji continues to get up, not stay down, and get stronger. Like it's literally that. And so he hits Sukuna with a true Black Flash. And now he can now use Black Flash at will, at instant, no problem. You feel what I'm saying? So now, even though, yes, Sukuna does have Black Flash. Sukuna does have Black Flash. We know that. However, we don't know Sukuna to use it at will, even though, yes, he is the king of curses. We now know Yuji can use that at will. So now that you have a stronger Yuji who can use, you know, cursed blood art, you feel what I'm saying? And that shit. Now he can sit here and he's strong as fuck. Like, let's not, you know, take away that. And then he can now use Black Flash at will. His cursed energy output is getting better. I don't know, man. Like, he just might be Sukuna's heel. Real talk. Achilles' heel. For real. And the one thing we are still, how can I say it? I guess the one thing that we are still waiting on is Sukuna's true form. Because as much as, we have to remember this, Mal, as much as everybody's putting their time, curse techniques, energy, and I mean they are spent. They've been cut. They've been brutally beaten. Niggas is damn near half dead. Like, niggas have been killed. You feel me? Like, and think about this. Sukuna is in how can I say, he's in his like Frieza second, third form. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's not in Frieza final form yet. He's in like the third, he's in like the second, third form. Like, he's in his form, what he was back then, but I don't think he's using all of his strength, all of his power, all of it. Because if we rewind back to a couple chapters, I believe his henchman was like, yo, y'all haven't even seen him at his true full power yet. He just playing with y'all to a degree. So when you think about that, I'm like, yeah, it looked good. Yuji looked good. But we still have to understand Sukuna has not even went there yet. Right? And we saw him when he was facing Gojo. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he using Maguraga. And like, he was, yo, boy was dope in Megumi's body. And then when he evolved to his own real body, it was just like, oh, shit. Now he's crazy, though. So now to think, if he continues to sink Megumi into this kind of soullessness and continues to really do what is going on in My Hero Academia right now, with Shigaraki, right, and All For One, you feel what I'm saying? He's going to continue to swallow Megumi whole, pause, and literally sit here and just like really encapsulate his whole soul to the point where he won't, it, that body will be Sukuna's. And once that happens, we won't know what type of power that man has. So I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. Shout out to JJK, man. That was a good one. Like I said, it's a break this week. So that was a good one. That was definitely a good one. Solo Leveling is coming back with season 2. It is called Arise. Again, I'm excited because the last couple episodes of Solo Leveling were dope. As I said to y'all before, the Jinwoo versus Igaris fight has to go down as one of the best fights of the year. Has to be probably up there as one of the best anime fights of the year. It has to get awards. You feel what I'm saying? Has to be nominated at least as one of the best fights of the year. That was crazy, right? And then to use the power that he obtained to now control such a powerful knight like him, right? That is going to be interesting. And like me and my girl were saying off air, we were like, yo, it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to, with his reawakening that's happening, how much of that reawakening is going to control him, right? Because as we said, or as he said, or as they said in the show, the more he becomes stronger, kind of the more his, not mortality, but his morality kind of goes out the window. Like, when he really started to kill niggas, people were looking at him like, oh, shit, he colder than what, like, and not to say he, And colder in both ways. Like, he's sitting here, he's an E rank, and he's sitting here taking down C, damn near B rank, you know, people to the people's view, to the people that were around him. He's taking out assassins, he's taking out B rank players. Oh, snap, he's had a reawakening. Yo, this man is cold. Whoa. But he's also doing it sometimes when he levels up and powers up. He loses a little bit of his morality, just a little bit, right? Like, every single time. And so I think what's going to happen is that now that he's obtained kind of this mage magic power where he can control the souls of who he defeats, I believe. And now that he has Igaris as kind of his number two, can bring that out and start whooping people's asses. Oh, my God. And he's leveled up. He will power up. He will probably get a new weapon. He will probably get some new power-ups. It's going to be interesting to see how he goes against the S ranks, right? Because now we're getting out of the B and the A's. Now we got to get to kind of the A pluses, S ranks, right? The ones that are going to this island, the ones who are sought after as the ones to protect, you know, the country, that country of Japan, right? And so it's going to be interesting to see how Jinwoo really levels up and if he becomes the villain. Because I do see a character shift happening where he does become the villain. Now, I don't read the manga. I have not read the manga. So it's very interesting to me where to say, like, he just might become the villain. I definitely see him becoming villainous in very much ways going into season two. Right. The more he gains power, the more he gains different techniques, the more he gains and levels up. Right. I think it's going to take a toll on his mental and his morality just might shift. We don't know, though, but I'm excited to see. Definitely excited to see. All right. Before we get out of here, One Piece episode 1100. Now, I have been on record as saying that, excuse me, the new season has been a little bit cartoony, right? I've definitely been on record of saying that, saying 10 toes down on that. I understand why, because of Gear 5 and its Looney Tunish nature. I love it, right? Don't say that I don't, but I love it. This fight between Lucci and Luffy, Part 2, right? Let me just say the fight was great. All right? The fight was great. Again, you have to do the manga justice when there aren't great fight scenes in the manga, right? Not to say this wasn't a great fight scene in the manga, but it just it went too quickly. So for the anime to kind of OP Lucci, in a sense, to show him kind of gaining this new power, awakening his devil fruit and everything like that, and, you know, going, I guess you could say, quote unquote, toe-to-toe with Gear 5 Luffy, which he can't, was very pleasing to see. It was great because I loved how the anime kind of just gave Lucci his flowers, in a sense. Like, yeah, we know Lucci ain't giving Luffy no type of business. We saw what happened in the manga when he was trying to give the business to Zoro. Zoro hit that man with a good three sword style. You feel what I'm saying? And said, sit down, my dog. Like, I'm not sweating for real. We good. You feel me? I didn't even get serious. Let me just hit you with a serious attack real quick. And even though Lucci didn't go down, no, he didn't. He a goon for that. But Lucci's not, he cannot go toe-to-toe with Zoro or Luffy. We know that, especially Luffy. And so when he talking about, oh, what was up with your wanted poster and shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, he said, oh, you want to see? Showed that man. And up close and personal, gave that man. Like, let me tell y'all something. The anime, when they had Luffy go up in his face, close the distance mad quick, and hit him with a gomu gomu no pistol, you feel what I'm saying, to the face? That was hilarious. That picture right there, that was great. That was great. But I think the episode was great. You know, just seeing the goofiness in it. I love it. And to know that it was the highest rated highest watched episode in the last 13 years. Think about that. Like, a lot of people do watch One Piece, but I think One Piece continues to evolve in its brand and how it's received. I think definitely since the Netflix live action came out, I think a lot more people have gotten into One Piece. I'm seeing some people that I love to listen to and watch, like Kev on Stage, watch One Piece and everything, talking about their experiences. Because, again, One Piece is a catalog. Let me say that again. It is a catalog of episodes. It is not just, you know, you can get 100 episodes here and you're through. No. It is a catalog of episodes in which you have to take your time to understand, break down, and digest. You understand what I'm saying? My girl did the same thing. I was deep within the world of One Piece, right? Watching every episode, every week, still do it. And for a while, she was like, I'm not going to get into One Piece. And she got into One Piece, and she started from zero and got to where we are now. And it was just like, and I watched it with her too, especially in the English version, right? So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. You just take your time. You go at your pace. Because, again, One Piece is one of these series where there's a lot of episodes. They're on season, what, fifth? Oh, God, I can't even say. Like, what is it? Like, season 15, 16 with over 1,100 episodes. You're not going to break that. You don't have enough time in the world to do that in one day. If you do, you done broke the Guinness World Records. The Guinness Book of World Records, excuse me. But I will say 1,100 was great. The transformation of Luffy into Gear 5 was definitely loony, and I loved it. What fights I'm really waiting for real, is Shanks versus Kid. I'm ready for y'all to see this Shanks versus Kid fight. I'm ready for them to animate that. Let me see Shanks hit Kid with a Kamsari and knock his shit out. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I want to see. That's exactly what I want to see. So shout out to One Piece and all of that they're doing. I love it. Continue to rock out. You feel what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. I am out of here. We'll probably drop another Patreon episode later this week. Again, let me know what y'all want us to talk about. And yeah. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe to the podcast. And wherever you listen to us, be sure to listen to us on our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can listen to this podcast and others on our website. All right. I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. And this has been another one, of course. Y'all be good. I love y'all.